BadgerCast number 25.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
You know, I don't know how you're going to be able to hear anything when you haven't plugged in your headphones.
You were supposed to plug them in for me.
Well, hello, everybody, and... Oh, now I don't hear anything. Do you hear something?
I hear something now.
All right, welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale, and over there is...
Julie.
Who now can hear what's going on.
You need to tone it down. Not my fault that you couldn't hear. You didn't set up properly.
I tried. Welcome to our...
Discussion.
Debate, discussion. Whatever. For all of you who are new to the program, welcome. And for all of you returning listeners,
welcome back.
After what, a month and some days?
I'm hearing from you that it's been over a month. We've been a little busy.
We've been a lot busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you start.
Huh.
What's
the
biggest
pressure on me? Put the pressure on me.
What's the biggest news?
The biggest news for me?
For
family is I actually now have a permanent full-time position in a local hospital in their emergency department. So I am not living, or I should say we are not living on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. It's awesome.
Cool. Congratulations.
Yes.
I know you've probably spread that out in Twitter, Facebook, but or did
somewhere?
You? Somewhere,
I think so.
So, but
never official, hurts to say it again.
Official congratulations, which means that you have had absolutely no time.
No,
for
I've
anything.
Been busy because, you know, it's a real different world when you take a position now in the world of nursing, or at least where I'm at now, is that everything that used to be done. Pretty much as a, I'm going to talk you through it type thing with your preceptor and check off these lists, is now all done online. So.
Yay. For me, anyway.
Yay and nay in some respects, which means that I've been doing these CBLs, or as I'm learning, computer-based learning modules, and I have three sets. I shouldn't say three sets. I have three different places to go to do these. I have to do a huge set of them through the Mosby's Nursing Skills book, which I counted up the last time, and I'm over 130-some modules to do. And then I have to go, and I haven't even made it to the ENA, or the Emergency Nurses Association site yet, and I have several to do there. And then I need to go to the American Heart Association, and I have to redo some stuff that I did a couple years ago because I have to prove that I did it, and I can't, so I have to take it again. And that one, unfortunately, is a 4.5-hour you have to sit through from start to finish to do. You cannot...
No potty breaks?
No, you have to start it and finish it in one setting. You can't do a little and then go back to it. You have to do it all at once. So I figure I'm going to have close to 60-some hours of computer stuff to do before, quote, that part of my orientation is done. So that was what this week was, and getting all the paper, I shouldn't say the paperwork, but all the steps in place for that computer stuff to happen, because we were unsure whether my login information would change in certain respects. What's the beeping?
The beeping is my... Bread is ready to go in the oven. Oh,
we will be taking a slight break right now.
Okay, we're back.
Yes, the oven is preheating. I have apple butter and pumpkin butter.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a little
while.
Yeah,
we will. Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about your new job. But without getting too specific.
I can't get too specific. You know, there's all these privacy things I had to sign. Anyway, I'll be working in the same ER that I've pretty much worked in since April. I've been if you've been following us, I've been picking up at least 24 to 32 hours a week there as a pool employee or pool agency staff person since April. Most of the staff pretty much feel I've been one of them since then. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's about time. So now it's just all the little fine toony stuff, you know. I had one login ID for the computer, which I get to keep. They just changed my password a little bit now to get in. Some of the other stuff, it just allows me a little greater access being a regular employee versus the agency employee. So I have, you know, I can get on, like, the email stuff I didn't have access to, like, system-wide email and all that little stuff. And now it's getting to, like I said, completing these competency things. Really, most people coming into an institution would have anywhere from, I don't know, 2 to 8 week orientation. Since I've been working there since April, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that I've done that. It's just doing the paperwork, which is kind of nice for me.
Well, there's something else that I thought was equally nice.
And that is?
The fact that you could do some of this.
Oh, I can do some of this from home, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought that was cool, as opposed to having to go there and...
Well, yeah, like, so the last part of this is, like, this whole last week has been pretty much devoted to doing the CBLs at home. I needed to go in, I think twice for their normal yearly skills fair. And then I needed to go in for their trauma orientation because they do their trauma stuff a very cool way. I really like the way they do their trauma because they have two levels of trauma. You know, they have a trauma red, which is like really sick. Need to do stuff. Trauma yellow, it's could be sick, could be intense, not, but it's not trauma red. And they have paperwork that actually makes sense and flows from that compared to where I used to be. So
cool.
For me, it's a big learning experience in dealing with trauma. And as you said before, Dale says that I should work in a level one trauma center, and I'm like, no way, ever. I like where I'm at. I don't want to be in a war zone.
But you could probably handle a war zone.
Probably.
Probably.
Do I want to? No. So, you know, I like right where I'm at.
All right.
Yep. So work has been an awesome thing for me the last 6 weeks.
But busy. So that's one of the reasons. Not the only reason why we've been.
No, I was just going to say, add to that. We have had number two son, Ben, in football, and he has two more games left, and that's been practiced twice a week. Yes?
One more game.
Oh, one more game left? I'm sorry. But we've had practice twice a week, Monday and Wednesday, which has been compromising on both of our parts because I worked every other one of those days, and if I was working, you had to leave early, and if I was doing other things, I had to find a way to do it, along with the other two and along with and everything else in life. We've had...
Although he's had a very good season.
Oh, we haven't. We can get to that in a different part. Let's see, what else has been going on? So besides the work stuff and besides football, we had the start of school and getting all the school paperwork stuff done. And now we've had, I found out this weekend, the insane cost of winter apparel to live in the state of Wisconsin.
Yet another reason to move to Florida. Or Arizona.
Could be, but I would miss a few things. What else has been... Oh, and I've been biking. We did the pedal the kettle.
Yes, 33 and 60 miles.
Respectively. And unfortunately, I didn't finish the whole... mid-route one. It was 66 miles. I completed 60 miles. Excuse me. 60 miles of said ride, but allergies and my asthma kind of kicked in at the end, but I was happy with 60 miles.
I did 33. Can you believe that?
You did awesome. Yeah. Especially when we found out at the end of the ride.
Is where all the hills were, by the
that
way.
The 33-mile route took the full brunt. They had hills from beginning to end, whereas the people doing the 66 or the 100-and-some-mile rides had a...
Well, they had the same hills.
Yeah, but we had some a break in between there. We didn't have hill after hill after hill like you did.
Waukesha is on a hill, on a big hill.
It's part of the Kettle Moraine.
It's part of the Kettle Moraine, which is very hilly. So anyway, we left from Waukesha North High School, which is probably in the hilliest part of Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
And we biked west into the Kettle Moraine, which is also very hilly. And then from there, you took off and went north and west.
Well, we ended up going north up to, what would that have been, North Lake area?
North Lake and Oconomowoc.
And Oconomowoc, and then we headed back down southwest towards...
Rome.
Rome, and well, the 100-mile one would have gone towards Whitewater. We turned off in Rome, and then we came back, let's see, what would that have been? We came back southeast through our neck of the woods, through...
Ottawa
Lake area, and then back east towards Waukesha.
So the hilly parts were at the very beginning and at the very end, so nobody was immune.
No, but the 60-some mile and the 100-and-some mile had a little break. I wouldn't say it was completely flat, but it wasn't hill after hill after hill.
Right.
Middle part.
Yeah, when you get to, you know, west of Oconomowoc, it's pretty flat.
Fairly
flat.
It was decent. I made the ride in just under 5 hours, and it was like 4 hours and 50-some minutes. And you did your 33 in what?
4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours. Four and a half, but I took like a half-hour break.
Well, it's not bad for somebody who hasn't biked that long in a while.
Well, yeah, and it was all the hilly part, too.
Mm-hmm. So we have work, and we had football, and we had school, and we had the bike ride, and, you know, just the rest of everyday life with kids.
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't think there's anything else I've been doing. I'm going to get the beep again. You can keep talking.
Okay, well, I guess I can talk about
what you've been doing.
What I've been doing. Work is okay, as there's not much to tell about work. I sit in front of a computer most of the day, so we're starting bigger projects, which is a good thing. It gives me some sort of stability, at least for the next year or so. And then I took the lead on Ben's football, so I'm pretty much there twice a week at practice, plus every game. And Ben's team has one more game, not two.
And the best part of that, they've only lost one.
They've only lost one. So they're,
and to me, that one should have been a win by default.
Yeah, that was kind of an ugly game.
Mm-hmm.
And even this week was a tough game, but they prevailed. So next week they'll play the people that they played last week, the orange team.
The one that should have been out by default?
Yes.
The ones that did not play by the rules and were still allowed to continue to play that way?
Yes.
The ones that the coach did email our coach and said basically that he apologized for not playing by the rules but still did not take the win away?
You
can tell I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah, just slightly.
Yeah.
Just ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing about their team is that they've been a very good team. They've been...
very sportsman.
Very... The coaches have been pushing sportsman-like conduct and professionalism and...
And they've done an awesome job.
And they've done an awesome job. And...
The kids have too.
And the kids, I meant the kids and the coaches. Everybody's done an awesome job. Even the parents. And one of the things the parents have done for the kids is they bring them treats mm-hmm. at the end of the game. And I actually, last week, baked cupcakes and brought them. And I frosted the cupcakes and with the help of Olivia, put sprinkles on the cupcakes.
Look, I don't like sprinkles.
Well, yeah, but the cupcakes weren't for you. They were for the kids.
Did I eat the cupcakes?
No. Did you want to eat the cupcakes? Not since you had sprinkles on them, I know. But...
Oh, no. That reminds me of something else, but you can finish.
But anyway, so I actually made the cupcakes, and the kids liked them, even though they lost that game. But... So, fantasy football... I have an in. I've got a ringer. He's my son, Ben, who not only plays football, but is running my fantasy team for me. And I'm, at this point, 3-2. And I beat the Barely Bears last week. And hopefully we'll win out on this week's, and it'll be 4-2. But that's about it on the football notes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the work notes are that, you were putting in bread.
Yes.
But basically,
or we'll have bread.
We'll have bread. I've been there about a year and things are stabilizing and we're starting to work on long-term projects and things are looking...
Life is good in the Sigward household
yes,
right now.
Yes, as opposed to last year at this time. It was a little scary last year at this time.
Well, last year at this time, you had just found a job.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's right. At this time last year, you still didn't have a job, but before, the shoe dropped on my side.
That's right.
So, for both of us now, almost a year later, to be in decent shape in the... job world is awesome.
Yes. We're a lot better off than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful for that.
I'm thankful for the friends that we've had that have helped along the way. I'm thankful for the thoughts and prayers that have gone along with it. And I think more for the kids who have done an awesome job with different things we've had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you reminded me of one of my other things that happened in the last 6 weeks.
And what would that be?
I hit 2 awesome goals.
Ah! What would they be?
Number 1, I've hit the 75 pounds lost mark.
Yay!
I only have 10 more pounds to go to meet my ultimate goal.
Yay!
And number 2, I fit into a black leather skirt that I wore pre-kids. So we're talking I wore this skirt 16 years ago, and I can now fit into it.
Yay! You know, of course, you know, she tries it on for me. No, wait a second. A little prefect. I came home, my arm was bugging me. Because, you know, not only this, but we now are in full fall in Wisconsin. Actually, uh-huh. We're like into winter in Wisconsin. It's getting darn, it's cold.
It's okay. Your first fall since the accident.
It's the first fall since the accident, and my arm kind of went. Into pains, mm-hmm. Yes. So I had taken Advil, and I was like, I'm going to bed. And she's like, let me try this on for you. So I'm half asleep, and she tries on the skirt, and I'm like, what is it? How does it look? And I'm going, looks okay. But it does look, it looks awesome.
Now you got to take me out so I can wear it.
Hey, I texted you and said when.
Okay, so I head into it for that.
So, the next BadgerCast will probably talk about the time we went out to celebrate your new job.
Maybe. We'll see. Mm-hmm. So, the other thing that we've done now, since it's fall, is we started back on the traditions in this house, which is homemade bread.
Just today.
Well, I said just started back. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the bread is in the oven, 2 loaves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which will go really good with the apple butter and pumpkin butter I picked up yesterday while we were pumpkin picking.
another tradition we seem to be having.
Yeah, with a certain individual. Mm-hmm. Yes, so what did we do?
So we went down to the Chicago area and met up with Barely and Dorquette.
Yes, we did.
And we went to a new pumpkin farm.
I don't know if we'll be going back.
It wasn't as good as the one we went to last year, but...
It was flipping crowded.
It was crowded?
Because when we...
It was in Barrington, which is...
Found it. There was traffic backed up in both directions. Two lanes of traffic in both directions for at least a half a mile. While the cop did traffic control to get in.
Right.
It was too crowded.
It was kind of crowded.
The other place... From last year, and I can't remember where it is.
It was in Buffalo Grove, and I don't remember the name.
It had a better selection of the, like the, I don't know what to call it, bakery, cookie, the extraneous stuff that goes along with the pumpkins and stuff like that.
Yes.
Because I missed the malted milk balls that were pumpkin spiced. They didn't have them.
They didn't have that?
Nope.
No? Yeah. You know, 2 years ago, we went to, there's a place out in Racine that I went to with
your
the kids.
Your old company one, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was, just imagine the place we were at, plus a corn maze, plus there was no charge for anything.
True, that was really nice. You could do all that stuff free.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
We'll just make that another thing to look at when we pick a place for next year.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we won't have restrictions next year like we've had the last year or two.
That's true.
So we'll hope for that. But we had a fun time. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to get permission first. But I have a cute picture of all the kids. So I hope that we can use that.
Uh-huh. So why don't we take a break?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have not done very much, I have not been surfing the PodSafe Music Network.
You've been a little busy.
I've been a lot busy. So I'm going to go back into the archives, so to speak.
And what are you going to pull up?
This is from Jimmy Buffett. It's from a EP I bought off of iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is from Live from Margaritaville. It is I Heard I Was in Town on the BadgerCast.
I came to see friends, walk old streets again, grab a bite and a beer by the sea. Caught my attention, the old town had grown. That's why I came alone. Past the old joints, my favorite haunts, where we'd stay to 12 or 10. Ain't it quite funny, word gets around, I heard I was in town. Man in a pickup truck so many years ago. Changes have come like the storms and the seasons, but time here still moves slow. Past the old joints, my favorite haunts, where we'd stay to 12 or 10. Ain't it quite funny, word gets around, I heard I was in town. A madman in a
have come like the storms and the seasons, but time here still moves slow. Past the old joints, my favorite haunts, maybe strike up a tune at the moon. Ain't it quite funny, word gets around, I heard I was in town. Ain't it quite funny, word gets around, I heard I was in town.
I heard I was here.
Hey, this is Big C.
And this is Steve Kane from Bear Crawling Nation Live.
And you're listening to the Badger Cast.
I didn't know we had that.
See, I got to surprise you every once in a while.
Thanks, guys.
So, you know what time it is? It's time for the Cheesehead Spotlight.
Ah, and I get to do that one today. Don't I?
Yes, you do.
Hold on, I got to pull it up here. It is on the Milwaukee County Parks. I saw in the news this last week that the Milwaukee County Parks Department, which we have used multiple times.
We had used for our wedding, okay?
Yes, we did. We did. We've used them pretty much since we've been down here for college, so 20-some years worth.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee County Parks Department has been named the winner of the National Recreation and Park Association's Gold Medal Award. And I looked that up to see pretty much what it was about. And there's a cool video link that goes with it. And I will have Dale put that as a link because it's really cool to look at it. But there is...
It's probably about a 15-minute video.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of wondered what the award meant overall. And so I looked that up. And what it is that the National Recreation and Park Association has this thing called the Gold Medal Award. And the Gold Medal Award honors communities throughout the U.S. that demonstrate excellence in long-range planning, resource management, and agency recognition. Each agency is judged on its ability to address the needs of those it serves through the collective energies of citizens, staff, and elected officials. And this year, I guess, the finalists were recognized at the NRPA Congress in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that happened on the 14th of this month. So it's kind of cool that out of the whole nation, they came in first for that specific thing. And you kind of wonder what makes Milwaukee so special. A lot of different things, but out of... What I can give to you is that it encompasses pretty much everything you want to do outdoors. There are the domes, which were awesome when we went to see them, and I have not been back to them since they redid the lighting and stuff in there, which I know is mentioned in that video. There's multiple golf courses around
the domes. For those who have not, it's a horticultural park indoors.
There's like three of them.
There's three different environments in basically glass domes that are, I don't know, must be 100 feet high. Maybe not that high.
I don't remember how high.
But there, you can see them from the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them from the...
You can rent them out to have your wedding there or different things going on. There's the golf courses throughout the area.
15 golf courses. One until, well, unfortunately, Milwaukee will no longer be hosting a PGA event after this year.
Why not?
They ran out, they could not find a lead sponsor.
Ah, okay.
So, but for the past 10 or more years, one of the county parks, Brown Deer Golf Course, hosted a PGA event.
Mm-hmm.
The only bad part about that was the event was always opposite the British Open the same weekend. So we never really got the We got the B-list celebrity golfers, not the A-list.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on the PGA Tour,
mm-hmm.
a county course. I've played Dretzka, Grant, Greenfield, Dineen. I played about maybe a third of the courses, and they're challenging. They're tough, and they're reasonable. The green fees were like $20 for 9 holes, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Besides the domes and the golf, they also have things covering archery, baseball, basketball, hockey,
sailing,
disc or frisbee golf, sailing. There's swimming. There's tobogganing and sledding and cross-country skiing in the winter. They cover
and
a variety of sports year-round.
And
what?
It's one of the few places in the country that runs a zoo.
Oh, and the zoo, yes. Hey, I haven't gotten to the end here.
Okay.
They have all that stuff, and the zoo, and the sailing stuff. They also manage the kids' baseball field that's outside of Miller Park.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. And then you have the bike trails and the walking and hiking trails. And the one that I've been on that we used to do a lot used to be called the 76 Trail. Because if I remember correctly, they opened it up in the bicentennial year in 1976. And that trail pretty much goes around the city. And we used to bike that three times a week before we moved out to where we're at. But they have, like I said, the mountain bike trails, the regular biking trails. They have the walking trails. They even have geocaching in the county parks.
Cool.
And their website here pretty much gives you easy access to any of that stuff. There's the different things on, you know, if you're into animals and wildlife and bird watching and all that stuff, you can do it. You can take dogs into some of the parks, not all, but I think for the most part you can take the dogs with you following the rules that they have. It's just a really cool system. And even...
Do they still have the dog park?
They don't have the dog park. They used to have the dog park, but that was before county actually moved some county buildings to that area.
And they built some new county buildings.
Right. While you're talking about that, let me just quick check here. I don't believe
One thing...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold.
Go ahead.
They may have moved it. It says off-leash dog park. I don't see
other
it.
Things that are in the Milwaukee County Parks is that they have programs. One of the things in the video you'll see is there is a pavilion, a band shell, in Washington Park near where I used to work.
Near Miller and Harley.
Yes. That they recently refurbished, and they would have concerts. They also have concerts at Cathedral Square, Jazz in the Park, during the summer. The parks are highly utilized, especially in the summertime in Milwaukee. It's just one of the best places for parks in the U.S., and that it doesn't surprise me that they won the award, actually.
And looking further, the dog park that we were thinking of where you could have them off-leash is not that one anymore. There is what they call the Granville Off-Leash Dog Park, and that is on the north side of the city.
Northwest side.
And there's a link to that stuff from there, too. You know, basically, you have to have your dog voice controlled or have the dog on the leash.
Right.
Interesting side note, as I'm looking at these, they actually have in big red letters here, the fine for having your dog in a prohibited area of the county park system is $158.50. The second thing that they have in red letters here is the fine for not cleaning up after your dog in a park area, which is also $158.50.
So bring the pooper scooper.
Uh-huh.
And have a good time. And you can find all of that at
www.county.milwaukee.gov.
Okay. They don't have the URL countyparks.com anymore?
Well, I looked this up a different way.
Okay.
So they may have it. We'll put both in.
We'll put both of them in the show notes. And that leads us up to...
What?
No random Wisconsin fact?
Random Wisconsin fact.
No. I mean, if you don't have it, that's fine.
I don't have one right now.
We kind of talked about county parks. You could probably talk more about county parks. I mean,
there's lots to do. And it's not even just Milwaukee County that has a good park system. Even where we are in Waukesha County has a decent park system.
It's a decent park system.
Because we, in Waukesha County, we have the bike and the hiking trails too. We are in the midst of the Kettle Moraine with the different parks and things that go along with that. Because we have, like, our hiking that we've been doing lately. There's the Scuppernong Trail coming through.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. Oh, my God. We got to talk about that right now.
We'll get to that in a minute. So in Waukesha County, we have a good park system, too. But we also have the benefit of a lot of the state park stuff. So, I mean, we have the biking trails, the hiking trails, the state beach. We have parts of the
Ice Age
Trail that starts from one end of in the northern Kettle Moraine and takes you down in through the southern Kettle Moraine into Whitewater. There's tons
of stuff into to do. Western Water. It goes from one side of the state to the other.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in our county parks in Waukesha, I don't think that they have it in Milwaukee County. We have a couple county parks that you can actually camp in.
Right.
I wouldn't say you could bring your big mobile home trailer, but your basic pop-up camper.
It's more
or
of a
tent camper and basic tent camping.
Yeah.
And we partook of that 2 years ago. Fee per night was like $6.
Yeah.
So very reasonable and fun. Okay, now, yes, we forgot about our hiking.
Well, yeah, two hiking experiences. Yeah, this is why we haven't been podcasting, because we've been out hiking.
Out doing stuff, because Mom's cracked the whip.
Yeah, she's cracked the whip,
and she wanted to get
other people involved, but actually we did get a couple
friends
weeks
of
ago,
ours.
Friends of ours involved. We went out to I think we did this last fall, but it's...
We did it a couple times fall.
The Scuppernong Trail.
Scuppernong.
Whatever. It'll be in the show notes again. We went with the kids a couple weeks back,
mm-hmm.
and walked that. And
In two parties.
The fast party and the slow party.
Guess who was in those? Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in the fast party, okay.
What's nice about that trail, though, is there's three different loops. There's a 2 mile loop, 3 mile, and then a 5 mile.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then comes snow time, we get to cross-country ski it.
Okay. Yeah, right.
You will be doing it.
If I don't, yeah. But then today, you and I went.
And you actually kept up.
And I did. We did the 5 mile loop.
We did the 5 mile loop in an hour and a half.
And I kept up, and I was tired.
It's a good tired.
Yeah, it's a good tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and bought food at Pick 'n Save. Exciting, I know. But it's interesting because, it's a couple miles. It's a couple miles from our house.
Less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's between us and Pick 'n Save. So we really do have a nice area.
We do.
So that's one of the reasons you can blame Julie for keeping us away from the microphones.
Nah.
All right, so this is the hard part of the show.
There is no What's Julie Reading because I haven't had any time to read.
What Julie's been reading is
computer,
work stuff.
Work stuff.
Although yes. We did buy the new Dan Brown book.
Yes, and I have yet to see it because you're reading it.
Because I'm reading it, and I got maybe 75 pages.
So is it as good as his others?
It's got the potential. It's building.
It's
at
building.
This point.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you.
All right.
So is there anything else, any voicemails that you didn't tell me about?
No. Well, I got to tell you about voicemail.
Nobody called.
Well, there's a reason why nobody called.
Well, that could be taken two ways. It could be the reason could be because nobody called.
Or the reason because nobody called is that they couldn't call.
Or they couldn't call. So depending on your view, you can take either way.
All right. This is what happened. Okay. I generally am pretty good about calling the voicemail.
But you didn't.
Well, I do for... Excuse me, I've called Motivated Women voicemail more than once or twice to keep it alive.
I know, and there's a show coming soon.
So, anyway, I was at the football practice. I was either at the game or the practice. I don't remember. So I said, well, I got my iPhone, and I'm kind of not doing anything, so I'll call and keep, you know, call the voicemail lines and try to keep them alive. And I called the other one, yours, and then I have another voicemail for the PodSafe Comedy Countdown. And I called that one, and that was okay. And then I call BadgerCast, and I get, if you'd like to buy a voicemail line. Uh-oh, this is not what we put on there.
Mm-mm.
So, I said, we lost the line.
Yes, we did.
But have no fear.
We've got another way for you to get a hold of us.
Yes. And this one won't go away if I forget to call it in 2 weeks.
No, that's kind of what I like about it.
Yeah. Well, for the amount of money I spent for the year, it shouldn't go away.
You paid money for this one?
I paid money. It's a Skype in line.
Hmm.
It's a Wisconsin line.
Okay.
It's a Milwaukee number.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the number?
Would be nice.
It is. Area code. Now, it's not a Washington State number like the other one. It is 262.
Yes.
649.
Yes.
8550. That number again.
262-649-8550.
Okay, put it in your cell phones now. Barely.
Manager John, Charlie,
262-649-8550.
Big C.
I tried to find something cute like, you know, Badger Cast or, you know, 262 Badger 1 or something, you know. Nah, didn't work. So okay. you're stuck with a Wisconsin number, and that number again is
262-649-8550. See, even I can remember it after 30 seconds.
There you go. So.
So, I smell baking bread.
Yes. So we'll probably have to get out of here shortly. But before that, somebody did call.
You lied to me.
Our new voicemail line. But he was a bit confused.
He. Confused?
Yes.
Interesting.
He was, I think, trying to answer a contest that we haven't had yet.
Nobody we know, huh?
Oh, of course we know him. He's our friend, Barely.
Ah. It wasn't Kenosha.
Is it Kenosha? I bet that you have to have a question out there, and the answer has to be Kenosha. I know it's Kenosha. Because you know why? It's Kenosha.
No, it's not Kenosha, because we didn't ask a question.
And I really did not know what this voicemail was before I said that. Oh, that's funny.
That's great. I'm dying here, but, you know, you're going to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you.
No. All right. Well, that was the one and only voicemail. But if you'd like to call and leave a voicemail, like barely,
mm-hmm.
and even if you're from Kenosha and you'd like to leave a voicemail, it's a quick and easy number for you.
I don't think we have any listeners in Kenosha.
Not even my family? No, probably not.
You didn't tell them about the podcast, have you?
I certainly did.
You did?
I actually gave them cards.
Wow.
The only problem was I gave them cards before I lost the numbers.
Well, then I guess you have to do new cards.
So that number again is?
262-649-8550.
All right.
Or you can get a hold of us at www.thebadgercast.com.
No.
No?
www.badgercast.com.
Sorry.
Or you can email us at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or if you just want to tell me, you can get a hold of me at don'ttickleme@gmail.com.
And if you'd just like to talk to me, you can email me at philosophyguyshow@gmail.com. Yes, there may be one soon. I got to do something with that feed before it goes bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you can find us at...
Twitter and Skype.
And mm-hmm. Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yes. And we're...
Don't Tickle Me.
And Philosophy Guy on all three of those. So, until next time, this is Dale.
And Julie.
Saying goodbye.
Good night.
Good night. And we're going to have some bread. And we'll leave you with some sort of outro because I don't have one right now.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Laughter is a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do. Yeah, all that laughter.